Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Jim Blasingame here with our good friend Ken Tinsler. Ken's the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., the author of The 90% Rule, and his new book is called Cause a Disturbance. If you can slice a melon or make a right-hand turn, you can be a breakthrough innovator. Ken, thanks again for being here. And give us your website. Tell us how we can find you online.
CauseofDisturbance.com.
All right, so check that out. And what do you do? Tell us what you do for your customers.
Well, we help them understand what business they're in, actually. A lot of our customers come to us and they're thinking about the commodities that they're producing, and we help them figure out what platform, what value they're actually bringing to the customers. So that's the number one thing we do, because if you can think in bigger terms of how you're satisfying your customers, those ideas are going to flow much more naturally.
Right, right. So check that out, folks. CauseofDisturbance.com. All right, Ken. What I want you to do, we're trying to make sure that you see the benefit, and this really still blows me away, Ken. Nobody ever said, "Hey, Jim, why don't you try innovation?" Nobody ever said that to me. I don't know why this has, you know, in a way I'm not even sure I understand why we have to even talk about this. But apparently we do, because a lot of people don't care for innovation, and maybe they think it's going to be expensive. But I'll tell you this, if you don't innovate, you will not survive. Is that too strong a statement, Ken?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think, Jim, I think one of the things is that we come from a generation where we were, you know, taught to keep our heads down and put one foot in front of the other and maybe not question as much. And the new generation that we're employing, well, they're completely plugged into one another. They're used to open conversations and ideas and sharing. And I think that might be why there's a little bit more hesitancy than you and I would like.
What's the difference in an innovation and an invention?
Well, invention is about coming up with something completely new, and innovation is just having an idea. And it can be an existing idea and bringing it into your business, bringing it to market.
So using something that was in your article this week, a drive-through remote ordering platform that you have at a fast food place. That was an invention. Somebody came up with that idea to produce that, put that out there. But to make a double drive-through, to take that and go to the next level, that's an innovation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically it is. And I think that, you know, that second window, it goes straight to customer experience. It's something so simple, but, you know, we all have fumbled around with food and money trying to transfer it back and forth. And somebody said, "Hey, you know what? Let's make the customer experience better. Let's just pop another window in." And that's really what innovation is about, is just making something a little bit better for the customer.
Well, I'm glad you said it that way, because I've said for a long time, if you want to know what you should be doing a year from now, there's only one person who really knows the answer to that question definitively, and that's your customer. And the way you find that out is by asking them what their expectations are. What do you think?
Yeah, I tell my customers that all the time. I mean, you know, and it's amazing. They look at you and they go, "What do you mean?" Well, we talk to our customers every day. And I say, "Yeah, but you talk to them in sales mode, you know, about selling what you already have. Take them out for lunch and don't sell them anything. Ask them what's keeping them up at night." And it's a profoundly different conversation.
Well, and because innovations aren't where you take a wrench and turn a screw to the right instead of the left. That would be an easy thing to do, right? But innovation, sometimes, as we said in the previous segment, takes longer. Maybe it needs a little investment. So if your customers are saying, "Here are the things that are concerning me, and I wish I didn't have this problem anymore," and then you look at that problem and say, okay, we can fix that, but it's going to take 9 months. Do you go ahead and start that, or do you bring the customer in and make them your partner in that and say, okay, we'd like to help you with that. We'd like to invest in this innovation. Will you help us get it right? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that teams, once you have, you know, something going forward, I think the teams are important. You can bring your customers in. You can bring your suppliers in, bring the key people
internally.
Make
the customer part of your team. How about that?
Absolutely. I mean, in that way, they know it's coming. It's not like you had a quick conversation and they forgot about you. They know that you're addressing it. It'll take 6, 9, 12 months. That's okay. Nothing, you know, things don't have to happen overnight. But, again, just like I said, you have to be open and communicative with your team. That team should include your customer, and you should keep them up to date on what you're doing as well.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, As I talk about, have been talking about with you now for 5 or 6 years, your customer expectations are vastly, immeasurably more important than what your competitors are doing. What do you think, Ken? Last thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, today, you know, customers, they just have a very short attention span. They're very spoiled in the marketplace, and it's up to us to keep them engaged and give them reasons to keep buying from us.
It's the age of the customer, and they're causing a disturbance, aren't they, Ken?
Yes, they are.
How'd you like the way I got both books in there in one sentence?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ken, for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you.
Causeofdisturbance.com, right?
Yes, and it's available on Amazon and any of your favorite online retailers.
You'll be glad you did, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Tencer, T-E-N-C-E-R. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.